Lac La Biche, students from Yaw Williams, Jaws High School in Lac La Biche raised $1,240 for local food banks during the annual Cruisin' for Christmas event. The fundraising drive took place on December 19, 2024, at Britannia's Independent Grocer in Lac La Biche. Throughout the afternoon, students sold popcorn while others volunteered at the cash registers, collecting food items that were donated by customers. Shoppers entering the store were greeted by students, who offered them hot chocolate and provided sheets listing the food items that are most needed, including canned vegetables, meat, rice, paste, and sauce. According to Wade Coatney, a teacher at Jaws, $975 was collected at the popcorn table while $265 was raised in scanned food items. Funds raised from the sale of popcorn, Coatney explained, will go towards helping students at the school. This money will be used to purchase toiletries, granola bars, juice boxes, and Britton grocery cards for at-risk kids and their families who come through our counseling services at Jaws, he told Lakeland this week. When a large enough amount of food contributions was accumulated, they were delivered to community peace officer and RCMP cruisers parked outside of the grocery store. Coatney stated that during the event, students and staff stacked one Lac La Biche County Cruiser and one RCMP car full of donations for the Portage College Food Bank and the Lakeland Out of the Elements Shelter Society, LOIS. Once the event had concluded, students and teachers delivered donated food to the local transitional homeless shelter, where they were also given a tour of the facility which opened its doors last January. The tour, Coatney said, was truly an eye-opening experience for all who participated. The 2024 Cruisin' for Christmas fundraiser, Coatney continued, went well, and also provided an educational opportunity for students to gain more learning experiences. He thanked the organizations that helped make the food drive a success, including Lac La Biche County Enforcement Services and RCMP, Jaws staff, students from the school's Interact Club and Community Helpers Group, as well as Bill Britton, owner of Your Independent Grocer. A huge shout-out to Bill Britton and his staff for making this event work smoothly. This annual event serves as a wonderful opportunity to support those in need during the holiday season.